Welcome to Local Focus, a public service of WTZQ. Local Focus brings community partners together to provide news and information on services, charitable organizations, and businesses that are active in the community.
This morning on Local Focus, we're concentrating once again on Hot Dog World and Yogurt World and their Your Change to Help Change Lives program. That's the program that they do every month. They set out jars and offer an opportunity for the great customers of Hot Dog World and Yogurt World to drop their change in the buckets to raise money for various nonprofits in our area. And for the month of July, folks dropped their change in the buckets and raised money for the Hunger Coalition. We got Pat Fisher here with us this morning from the Hunger Coalition. Pat, good morning.
Good morning.
Great to have you here with us this morning.
I'm glad to be here.
And somebody who is a great believer in the Hunger Coalition and has walked and helped raise money, Mr. Michael McDuffie. Good morning, sir.
Good morning.
Great to have you here with us this
morning.
Thank
you.
Pat, let's start with you, Hunger Coalition. I'm gonna hand you a check here in just a little bit from the Change to Help Change Lives program, which is very exciting. But before we get to that, let's take a moment and learn about what the Hunger Coalition actually is.
The Hunger Coalition serves 11 agencies, and they provide food for people in crisis situations.
Uh-huh.
Whether it's families, individuals, whatever. The money stays in Henderson County.
Uh-huh.
And this year is our 37th year.
Wow.
And we're honoring Ted Carlin, Carlin and Anderson, CPA.
Yeah.
Ted's counseled the Hunger Coalition and done our taxes for numerous years, just time after time,
mm-hmm.
pro bono.
Mm-hmm.
So stop and think about it. That's that much more money that goes to feed the hungry.
So, and congratulations, Ted, and that's a great honor. So when you talk about supporting the hunger here in Henderson County, how is it exactly the Hunger Coalition does that?
Well, as I said, we have 11 agencies
right.
participating.
So how do you support those agencies?
They turn in their grant request.
Uh-huh.
We raise money with the Hunger Walk, sponsors, grants if we can get them, and then divide that money among them.
Okay.
In fact, October will be the month that they turn in their requests.
Okay.
Our goal this year is $100,000.
For the Hunger Walk?
For the Hunger Walk.
Which is coming up.
Which is coming up.
Mm-hmm.
Saturday, September 21st,
mm-hmm.
Jackson Park, Picnic Shelter 1, registration 8 o'clock. The walk starts at 8:30.
Okay.
You've got 5 miles or 10 miles. You've also got a fun walk in the park. You can do 1 mile, 2 mile, whatever suits you.
Okay.
There will be refreshments. The vendors are very good about supporting us.
Mm-hmm.
There will be drinks and refreshments when you come back.
So how are the dollars raised with the Hunger Walk?
Contributions.
Okay.
Actually, some people do it by the mile.
Okay. You get people to sponsor you and say, give me $1 a mile or $10 a mile or something like that.
Something along that line.
Okay.
Other people, and in all honesty, this works better, just get donations.
Uh-huh.
Sometimes that can be more.
Right. Sponsor me walking.
Sponsor me.
Sure.
And people are very generous.
Oh, absolutely.
And,
this county.
You know, this county is. So anyway,
speaking of generosity, Michael McDuffie is here also. Michael, you are certainly a large giver and a supporter of Relay for Life with American Cancer Society. But this is another thing that you're very passionate about, this Hunger Coalition and this Hunger Walk. Why is that, Michael?
Well, I started doing it back in 1994. I did it that year. I did the Henderson County Hunger Coalition, and I raised $1,500.
Wow.
Jim Pierce was in charge of it, and he from the First Baptist Church, and he was going to get my picture in the paper and everything, and that really never did occur. But I've been doing it for the past 3 years with my church, St. James Episcopal Church, and last year I raised $600 and I'm not going to be able to do walking, but I have walked this course before, and it's a really a good 10-mile course, and everything goes over around Lake Osceola, back around on the other side of Lake Osceola, and it goes all the way out to the Unitarian Church out there on Canoga Road, too, and it goes back down around Lenox Park, and I'm going to be a volunteer this year at Lenox Park, passing out water, apples, and bananas to the walkers, and I'm out right now getting people to sponsor me right to left, and I'm really doing very good, and also we're going to have a special Quiet Ones, a big article written up in the September St. James Episcopal, and we're going to have a card out there this Sunday for people to sign up for the up until the day of the hunger walk.
To sign up for the walk and to help donate. And it's people like Michael who helped the hunger walk 30-some years for the coalition, right?
37
this years.
This is
37. This is the 37th year. So, in a way to help out also, we've got folks who aren't necessarily walking, except walking over to Hot Dog World and to Yogurt World, and they're dropping the change in the bucket. And let me tell you that Steve Katsidoris and Dora Katsidoris will be the first to say, this is not a donation from Steve and Dora. This is a donation from the great people who drop their change in the buckets. And if you think change doesn't add up, you aren't thinking correctly, because I'm handing you a check, Pat, for the Hunger Coalition from the Change to Help Change Lives program for $1,000. There you go. What can that $1,000 help?
It can help us reach our goal.
Yeah.
And if we reach our goal, then we can fill the grant request totally.
Absolutely.
And that's our biggest goal.
So folks out there who are listening, they want to help the Hunger Coalition, they want to be involved with the Hunger Walk, where do we get the information? How do we do that?
The material is at Mud Creek Baptist Church.
Okay.
You'll need Buzz In, and it's on the first floor.
Yep,
there's
right
signs
at the main entrance.
You can find it.
Okay.
Get your donation envelopes, your information, posters. There's postcards there if you want to do bulletin boards at your church or somewhere. And then come to the walk on September 21st.
At Jackson Park.
At Jackson Park, Shelter 1. Registration, 8 o'clock. Walk starts at 8:30, and as I said, take your choice.
Okay.
5 miles, 10 miles, or a fun walk in the park.
Okay. $100,000. We can do it. We can do
we
it
can
together.
Do it.
Absolutely.
We can do it.
Pat with Hunger Coalition, Pat Fisher, thank you so much for being here. Michael McDuffie, as always, thank you for what you do in the community with all of your support and getting people behind you and raising such great money for some of these great nonprofits.
And I also just like to add right quick, I have a jar at Birds Unlimited and at Mike's Eatery and Wine and on Main Street at Main and Third. And also I'm going to put a jar down at the Hot Dog World on Thursday right before the Labor Day weekend and leave it there until that Tuesday night to help us at St. James Episcopal Church this year.
All right. Fantastic. Michael, thank you so much. Once again, the Hunger
Thanks.
Walk with the Hunger Coalition, it's coming up on Saturday, September the 21st. If you want to get information and be a part of the Hunger Walk, just go to Mud Creek Baptist Church. All the information, donation envelopes, and information right there in the at the main entrance, right there at the big glass doors. Again, a big thanks to Steve and Dora and Hot Dog World and Yogurt World, and a big thanks to the folks who show their hearts by dropping change in those buckets so we can do more things like giving $1,000 to the Hunger Coalition. Thanks for listening to Local Focus here on your community radio station, WTZQ.